Join me in quiet, please. Thank you, Father. Amen. All of creation is a perfect giving and a perfect receiving between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, with no withholding and no rejecting. So I'm going to show you and try to share some awarenesses from science that have blessed me with the truth of the eternal ever presence of God. So if we can see number one, okay. This is a picture of the Whirlpool Galaxy. It's out away from Earth. I had to write this down because I don't remember the numbers. It was discovered in 1773. This is a picture from the Hubble telescope. It is 160 million times the size of our sun. 160 million times larger than our sun. It is 31 million light years away. And one light year equals 5.9 trillion miles. So it is 31 million light years away, which comes out to 282.9 trillion miles away as we measure distance. So to get to this galaxy, you have to start in terms of that Louis Giglio uses, if you've seen his videos. You have to start in the little cul-de-sac where we live, called Earth. Teensy, eensy, a cul-de-sac. And you have to go around the block and out through the moon and out past Mars and out past all the planets as we know them, out past the Milky Way into a whole expanded other universe. And then you go through that one and you go out that door and you're in a different community. And way out there is the Whirlpool Galaxy. And galaxy means that everything you see there is a planet or a star or an energy, all formed by God Almighty. In the beginning, that wasn't there. In the beginning, the other millions of things like that weren't there. And the God who's with us today, right now, spoke the word let. We think of let as passive. I'd like to suggest you consider it a very active word. Let there be light, and there was light. Light travels 186,000 miles per second, and that means this light that explains the light years of travel, it would take 1 year and 3 weeks for that light to reach us from this galaxy. Now then, the miracle isn't that God created the galaxy. That's a huge miracle. And he keeps all of that floating in that pattern. Okay? If you go through the center of the light, go back one time. Go back through the center of where the light is in the center of that sphere, And that becomes a dark hole. Okay? If you go through the dark hole, this is what the Hubble telescope reveals to us. Okay, now. Thank you. Through the dark hole, out eons and eons and years and miles, is the image of a cross. Now then, Scripture tells us that Jesus, upon his resurrection, went to be with God the Creator and sit at his right hand side. So the universe doesn't stop with the cross. Past the cross, somewhere, not yet photographed by Hubble, maybe never, but where past that is your Creator and mine, your Lord and Savior and mine, your Holy Spirit and mine, way out there. So when we sing, as far as the east is from the west, we're talking about incomprehensible space. Remember the other day I presented the introductory thought of the difference between distance and space. Okay. Distance is a term we use that limits and sets boundaries. The distance from me to the chairs on the front row is 15 feet, or whatever it is. The distance from where we are in our cul-de-sac and the Whirlpool Galaxy and the space beyond the Whirlpool Galaxy to this cross image, we don't have an idea about. That is space. And space doesn't have a beginning, and space doesn't have an ending. Not only does space not have a beginning or an ending, space doesn't have an east or a west. So, I need two volunteers. All my eager volunteers are in the back row. Would you come up, Amber? And David, would you come up? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right here. All your stars. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to call, I have no idea of geographical reference. I am going to call David east, and I'm going to call Amber west. Okay? East and west. And we think of and sing that song, we think of and frequently sing that song as though it were a distance between, as far as the east is from the west, which implies a huge distance. I used to sing that song and think, oh my gosh, it's way out there and way out there, and there's no union, there's no connection. But notice that if west moves toward east, okay. We still have east and we still have west. And we have an east side of west and we have a west side of east, of west, right? Amber, raise your right hand. We have an east side of west. And raise your left hand without killing him. We have a west side of west. David, raise your right hand. We have an east side of east, and we have a west side of east. Okay? And no matter where, no matter how big the space is in between them, there's always east here. There's always west here, okay? There's always east there. There's always west there. And you can't divide them. You cannot divide them. So that song has translated and become for me as far apart from myself or my spirit that I feel my mind taking me or my ego or my chaos. No matter how far I go, I can't escape the love that is deeper than all that division, if that makes any sense. Okay? I can move to the east, and I'm still east and west. I can move to the west, and I'm still east and west. So that song, as far as the east is from the west, as deep as the deepest sea, and my proposal is the sea is as deep as the space between this image and where we are. It's deeper than that even. It's as deep as Jesus at the right hand of God beyond this image to right where we are. Thank you, East and West. You did beautifully. Didn't they do well? So that, if when I think of that, when I, okay, I'm sorry, go back to that one. Thank you. Those are the images that I am using right now to remind me of the grandeur, the majestic creativity, the awesomeness of God. Whenever I forget that, I picture those two images to remind me, no, you've got a great big awesome God. You don't have a little puny toothpick God. You have a great big awesome God who, and you have a great big awesome Savior sitting at the right hand of God Almighty. And he doesn't sit there to play bridge or canasta. I don't think. I don't know. He might. But from that energy vortex or that energy, all things are created. All things are created from that energy. That energy is love. That energy is the matrix in which we are, we're on life support in a matrix of that love. So when I find myself gasping with some life that seems too big, I'm going to use this picture. It just comes to me. I hadn't thought of it before. I'm going to put on an imaginary oxygen life support mask, and I'm going to breathe in the life force of love from that point. I'm just going to follow Glenn Clark and the Lord Almighty and allow myself to connect through my imagination, through the chaos of whatever life is presenting to me, and I'm going to, I think I'll probably sigh and gasp, and then I'll allow myself to receive the love that created me in the beginning and keeps me going now. Okay? So that's the bigness of God. We can't describe it. We can't measure it. We aren't supposed to measure it. We're supposed to live in it, acknowledge it, breathe it, and be a oxygen tube for the world with that love energy. So take a deep breath and think of some place or somebody or some situation or some news item. Think of something that you think it would bless. God might be calling you to just send a blessing wherever that is right now. And just allow your mind to hook up to the fact that you aren't an accident. You are a created oxygen tank for the world. of God's love, a created love tank of creative energy from way back through that cross, where there is no end. No end. There's no back door that people are slipping outside. There's no back door or side door where God, Jesus just says, oh, I think I'll go fishing today and forget the people. They aren't doing what I want. No, there's no back door. It's just a creative love energy coming to you, coming to me. If you have a pain right now, allow yourself to receive that love energy right at the place of pain, right now. And we're meant to be contagious, so allow that love energy to flow through you to whoever comes to your mind. Who needs love right now in your mind? Send love to them. Okay, thank you. Next picture. This is a picture on a 50 NM. I don't even know what those initials mean. Any scientists know what those mean? It's the power of a microscope. Huh? Okay, whatever it is, I'm grateful. Okay? This is a picture of something discovered. These are images of the glue that holds every cell of your body together. Every cell, I thought of that when I was eating my oatmeal today, because by the time I got there, there was lots of glue holding it together. But it was comforting to me to remember that every cell is kept connected with its brother, sister cells with I don't know whether it's a liquid or I don't know what it is, but it's called laminin, L-A-M-I-N-E-N. And scientists were astounded when they discovered laminin in between every cell of your body, and you have 52 to 55 trillion cells all held together with this protein molecule that, if you see the dark shape, it's the shape of a cross. Because it's protein, it shifts according to its environment. That means Jesus on the cross, the power of that shifts and changes as your body needs it. Okay, as you move your finger, that laminin that's holding the cells of your finger together is moving, it's dancing in there. You have dancing holding your cells together. Motivated by love, created by love. Can you see that X? Can you see it? Teaching manual that... Next picture? Yeah, thank you. This is a picture of what it looks like. So it's not only that we go to the cross to remind us daily of love, but we have however many trillion of those are at work in our body holding our cells together. So the thought comes to me, maybe if we slice our finger, maybe the pain we feel is the separation between parts of our laminin. I'll ask if I ever get a chance up there. Okay. So the both pictures are, this is like a still life of the laminin protein molecule. The other picture was a microscopic picture of how the laminin changes form. It changes form at the direction of love from beyond the galaxies. So I want you to consider that the next time you condemn yourself or criticize yourself or judge yourself, you are committing blasphemy to the Spirit of God. If we ever took that seriously, everything in our life would change, including all the thoughts we had when Ken was giving his beautiful report. Thank you, Ken. The God who created the universe and operates by the trillions, every little lamin and molecule holding you together, doesn't have a checkbook, doesn't have a debt, doesn't have a credit balance, has everything, including the right answers for you as you listen in prayer for how to give. God has provided me with a proof of that one time. I had been driving down the freeway in Southern California, and I had this idea or heard, I'm not sure, it was pull over on Harbor Street and buy a Datsun, okay? My husband hates those inspirations. But I pulled over and I thought, well, I'll obey and pull over. So I pulled into the Datsun dealership. And the salesman came out and he said, well, I'd like to help you. What are you here to look for? And I said, I have no idea. But I am looking, I will know what I'm looking for when I see it. So he took me through all the cars and explained all the benefits and all that, because I didn't know anything about them. And I said, well, the one I need is not here. And he said, well, would you allow me to take you into the back garage? We just had a new shipment 3 hours ago or something, and some were in the back. And I thought, yeah, that sounds like a sales ploy. But I went into the back, and there was my car. Okay? Did I have money to pay for it? No. Did I have a job to pay for it? No. Was there an account set up to pay for it? No. There was nothing. So I said, that's the car. If you'd hold it for me a couple years, I need to go check with my husband. Okay? So I drove home, and we had a discussion, as you might imagine. And the conviction that I needed to buy that car got stronger and stronger and stronger. So, with Alan's permission, I went back and bought that car. Now then, it turned out that every month I had to figure out how to pay for it. Okay? And every month, God sent innovative ideas. And then the time came to go to the CFO annual meeting. It was somewhere down in Louisiana or Florida, somewhere south. And so I got on the plane to go to the annual meeting. And over the microphone came this message from the pilot. We find that we have oversold the tickets, and we'd like anybody who's willing to choose another flight, and we'll give you $300, okay? And I thought, well, that can't be me, because I have people meeting me, and I have a calendar and a schedule and blah, 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 blah. So I sat there. There were 8 announcements. On the 9th announcement, the pilot said, I don't know what we're doing. We haven't had enough people get off the flight. We want to extend our offer one more time. This will be the last time you hear this message. And God said, go. So I got up and left the plane and got off and was handed these little tickets that made my car payment. Okay? I wouldn't have had it otherwise. But it's like the same God who orchestrates every cell of your body has a plan or a solution or a way out or a way in. He has ways uncountable. And if we spend our time trying to isolate them in language that is ours, we miss the boat. Because his language is love, and he responds to the loving needs of his people, and he calls us to be east and west to each other. East and west to each other, never separated by distance, because there is no distance between east and west. Right now, as I stand here, I am east of Colorado, where I live, but I am west of the Atlantic Ocean, and I can move over here. And the only thing that is different is that I'm still east and west. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So, the author who wrote this little article on laminin connected it to Colossians 1:15-17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. In him the glue is created that holds you together. Without that glue, your cells would separate and divide, might become alienated, and might create a difference in you that feels like the difference between the language of Chinese and the language of Fijian. Very different, but all the same. Okay. I don't know if you can see this. This is the first page of an invitation brochure that we used at our camp in Colorado last year, I think. Our scripture was living a life of love and gratitude. And if you go back to those images I showed you of what the forms that water takes when it's frozen and exposed to thoughts and words, and then frozen and photographed. Love and gratitude are the two strongest words in our language. In that study, he used the same words in many different languages. So love and gratitude in Japanese, love and gratitude in Ethiopian, love and gratitude in Native American Indian, Navajo. Those two words, love and gratitude, consistently, each time, every time, formed the most perfect crystals. What that translates to me is I need to live my life in tune with the love that's unending and with gratitude, and allow the laminin to dance a joyful song holding the oats of my life together, okay? We use this scripture from Deuteronomy 30:20. Now choose life. Each one of us right now can choose life. We can feel a pain in our shoulder, and we can choose life. So that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. And I'll close with this. I'm very committed to the power of the Creatives program in CFO. Very committed to that. And so this is, I wish I dated it, I did not, but this is what I wrote sometime in Creatives, titled New Hope. Hope is my gift, said God. Hope is my song, says Jesus. Hope is my power, says the Holy Spirit. Then I got a personal little postscript. Cheryl, as you continue to let go and come into our center, not your center, our center, receive our gift, sing our song, walk in our power. All else is sinking sand. Amen. Thank you.
All those pictures of galaxies reminded me of this rhythm. Stand up. My God is so great, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the stars are his handiwork too. Ooh, ooh. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do for you and you and you and you and you and you. And you. Let your God lead you to rhythms.